The more that I cry, the faster that plane flies, farther across the sky.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, with the update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, consignment clothing for the whole family as well. We're at 66 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first really hot week of summer beginning in California. The first big wildfire of the summer popping up near San Francisco. ABC's Mola Lange is there and says things are getting better.
Evacuation orders on homeowners have been lifted as conditions have started to improve. Although we are still seeing some gusts of wind here and there, the cause of the fire still being investigated.
The fire burned through 12,000 acres near the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. Cheering in Mexico City as Claudia Sheinbaum becomes the first woman and first Jewish person ever elected president of Mexico. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be on Capitol Hill today. He'll be answering questions before a House committee on social distancing, masking, remote learning, and other issues stemming from the pandemic. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has announced that she is being treated for pancreatic cancer. The 74-year-old Democrat from the Houston area successfully treated breast cancer in 2012. This is ABC News. There may be some relief on the way for parts of Atlanta 4 days after a pair of big water main breaks. One was repaired over the weekend, and now a large pipe needs to be fixed before the other arrives. The break arrives in parts of Atlanta's downtown without water. The top dog at the box office is a cat.
In its second weekend at U.S. theaters, the Garfield movie comes in first.
Follow my lead.
Earning another $14 million domestically. At number two, Paramount's If, dropping 33% in its third week, earning another $10.8 million. Nearly tied with Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, coming in third. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The Fall Guy round out the top five in a disappointing overall weekend that saw box office receipts down 67% from the same weekend last year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Familiar territory for one of the greatest gymnasts ever. Simone Biles has won her ninth U.S. gymnastics all-around title. The Olympic trials coming up at the end of the month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning from WRCO. It is 66 degrees. Our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest gets underway today, and we can give you this hour's keyword. That would be trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and use the text button to send the keyword TRIP for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, TRIP is the word to text. Find your station on the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of the hour to get that one in officially today. We'll check the forecast for today. It looks like another wet day or so, or day parts coming up here to at least begin the week. We'll have details in just a moment.
Congratulations! The doctor said that you have a baby on the way. Did you know that you can find gently used baby clothes at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? Our sizes start with preemie and grow from there. All of our consigned clothing is in like-new condition and priced to sell because we know that saving money is vital when a baby is on the way. Come visit us at the Creative Outlet. We are located on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Rev up your spring with Fantastic Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days packed with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritunes, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Fantastic Cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Fantastic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
Today, a high of 78. Showers and thunderstorms likely by midday. South to southeast winds at 8 to 15. Showers ending tonight, a low of 62. Mixed skies, warm and humid Tuesday and 83 with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Tuesday night, thunderstorms likely. Some could be strong with heavy rain, a low of 61. Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and less humid. A slight chance of a shower and a high of 76. In Richland Center, following the low of 62 today, we're at 66 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. Good Monday morning. Good luck getting there as we start the week. This is Tyler Hubbard.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. Kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good but for me. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Lust and the McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Ain't no way to sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5'9", brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Minutes after 7 today at WRCO Radio, a cloudy 66 degrees. Getting you set for the rest of the day, Monday, June 3rd. Looks like some heat coming in across the country for the coming days. It will be a little bit warmer here, but again, some shower chances and whatnot. It was a nice day yesterday for the many graduations and graduation parties as well that went on. Here is Bailey Zimmerman. Coming up in a bit, we'll see if old Hank has any jokes for us.
I was looking at pictures I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. We were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th. That's coming up Sunday. It's going to be a great time. Oh, the extended forecast looks nice. Don't say anything, Phil. No, but it looks nice at this point. Anyway, this hour's keyword in our Text to Win statewide contest is trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword again, trip. You have until the end of the hour to do that and be entered in the statewide contest. Well, we'll see what's going on with old Hank Bray and Pea Ridge and other details, including your history lesson and birthdays and anniversaries coming up.
For student athletes, routine physicals are more than just a good idea. They're a requirement. The WIAA requires that student athletes have a physical exam every 2 years. The team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is eager to support the health and well-being of our local athletes by offering sports physicals all summer long for a reduced rate of $15. Call today to schedule a time with one of our providers, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, buddy. Good morning. This is the worst part of your day, isn't it?
Worst part?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's the best part.
Oh, is it? The worst part's when I go away.
The best part of waking up. Is Hank
in your cup?
Oh,
yeah. Hey, today's Chet's Chuckle.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a good one to start.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did a little bit. Yeah, a little bit rainy on Saturday, and very impatient Hank mowed his yard, so Henry's gonna have to mow it again today.
Oh,
yeah, miss some.
Mine hasn't really grown that much in the last week.
I can fix that, buddy.
Well, yeah, but you can you fertilize yours. That probably helps a little.
I think
bit.
I'm gonna come over and fertilize a big old Hank in your yard.
The name Hank
yes.
in the yard?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Right.
Wake up and look at that and, oh, boy, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That would be a bad joke, I think. Really.
It would be funny.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think? No?
No, I wouldn't. If it was in somebody else's yard, it would be.
Yeah.
But not like, mine.
Like if I put your name in my yard, that would be funny.
That'd be funny.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, did you do anything fun?
We had some graduation parties over the weekend. Yeah, we had a handful of them, and of course we had the game yesterday in Muscatine.
I saw you there.
You were there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got hit a couple times.
I saw you. It was like the first thing.
It's like, oh.
Michael and I were on the air, and it's like, foul tip. Oh!
Yeah.
Got you right in the leg, didn't they?
It got me somewhere down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Hank.
It was a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. So. I saw you go down to one knee.
Yeah. That's.
And
yeah.
I said, I mean, I knew it was Sunday. I thought you were praying, but I guess maybe not.
Please help me get back on my feet.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Hank.
Anyway, it's part of it.
Yeah.
But
it
some
is.
Games, like Friday night, I did one in Verona. Didn't get touched at all.
Didn't you?
Nope. The week before on that Monday. Got touched 11 times.
Right.
You know, last night or yesterday, I got touched about 5 times. So it just depends, you know.
They weren't direct shots. They were like foul tips.
Oh, sometimes they hurt the worst.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Oh, and I took one on the shoulder, and it's just, oh. But anyway, that's why I'm back there, buddy.
You ever think of umpiring with like a knight's suit?
I should.
Like a metal
just
suit?
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Yeah,
But as many times as I get hit, Phil, I'd never get it off because it'd all be dented in.
The ball would go, bing!
Bing!
Yeah, right.
Henry's driving down the road in his night mask, so.
Well, unreal. Think about it. It might work.
How's the family?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Didn't see too much of them the last couple of days. We did have the grandbabies there. What night was it? Friday night. Stopped by, and so I did a little playing.
No, little. Yeah, you probably had more fun than they did.
Oh, I always do.
Yes.
And we had a camp. Oakley said, "Can we have a camp?" And I said, "A camp?" And she meant a campfire. So we had a little.
Oh, you had a nice campfire.
Little campfire. Good for
you. I cleaned mine out yesterday, actually. Yes, I did. It was nasty.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just have to shovel it out and just like, where did I burn all this at?
Huh.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then I remember I don't have any cardboard. But anyway, that's a different story. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
How do you tell if a zebra is male or female? Do you know?
No.
Males are black with white stripes, okay?
Uh-huh.
Females are white with black stripes.
Uh-huh. Oh, I should have known.
Yes. Yes. So.
I thought it was something about horizontal or vertical stripes.
No. I thought you would get a kick out of that. So.
Yeah, I did.
You got something out of it. And
kicked by a zebra.
Meteorologists have weighed rainbows and found out they're pretty light.
Oh, Hank.
Not getting any better, is it, buddy?
No. Let's see how I can do. I got fired for eating chips at work.
Really?
I really hated my job at the casino anyway.
That's a tough one to swallow. Hey, an invisible man married an invisible woman, Philip.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what they saw in each other.
I don't either.
Plus, their kids were nothing to look at either.
Oh, that's a good one, Hank.
We'll save that one in the RL archive.
That's a good one.
Tell that one next week. Make sure we keep saying that stuff all the time.
So. Right, exactly.
But anyway.
What did the detective in the Arctic say to the suspect?
Detective in the Arctic say to the suspect?
Yeah.
I ain't no telling with you.
Where were you on the night of September through March?
Oh, my God.
That's
a long night.
Yeah,
it really is. Good, though.
Oh, well.
Hey, Phil, I was so mad at my parents when I was born.
Yeah?
I didn't talk to them for 2 years.
Is that right? I thought in your case it was like 10, wasn't it, or something? And then
maybe 11.
And you made up for lost time.
Yes.
After these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we'll see if Hank has a kicker.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
I think two monkeys were high up in the tree, and one turns to the other and says, ooh, and the second monkey says, well, put some cold water on it then.
Yes. You know, Phil, our minds are like lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and yours are. One brilliant flash and it's gone.
Yeah, that's about right. If you're lucky.
You're lucky.
Right.
Finally went on a date. Everything was great.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's good.
Everything
good
was great until she asked me, boxers are brief.
Yeah?
And I said, depends.
Hank.
And she laughed me.
I can't.
I didn't even.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. You know, Phil, every once in a while I go outside and run the vacuum cleaner over my driveway to ensure my neighbors never talk to me.
Oh, is that right?
You don't have that problem, do you?
No.
They just don't talk to your parents.
No, exactly. Yeah. No.
Anyway, I'm so broke, I checked out my balance at the ATM machine this morning, and it printed me out a coupon for some ramen noodles.
Woo! Yes. Ramen noodles get a bad rap.
I really like them.
They really do. They're pretty salty, though.
They are. They're full of sodium, but I do like them.
Uh-huh.
Or I did like them.
Yeah. I haven't had them for a while.
Yeah.
June won't buy them for me.
Well,
but no.
She's looking out for you.
I know. I try to put things in her cart when she's not looking.
Does it work?
No. She usually catches it. So.
Does she really?
Yes.
She is a good shopper, then.
How about this little story for you, Hank?
Okay.
The last day of kindergarten, all the children brought presents for their teacher. The florist's son handed the teacher a gift. She shook it, held it up, and said, I bet I know what this is. It's some flowers. "That's right," shouted the little boy. Then the candy store owner's daughter handed the teacher a gift. She held it up, shook it, and said, "I bet I know what this is. It's a box of candy." "That's right," shouted the little girl. The next gift was from the liquor store owner's son, little Johnny. The teacher held it up and saw it was leaking. She touched a drop with her finger and tasted it. "Is it wine?" she asked. "No," said little Johnny. The teacher touched another drop to her tongue. "Is it juice?" she asked. "No," he answered. Finally, the teacher said, "I give up. What is it?" He said, "A puppy." Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, a puppy. Didn't taste like one.
Good last day of school story there.
That would be Phil Needy, also known as Little Johnny.
Little Johnny, yeah, right.
So, yeah. All right, buddy. Once upon a time, a beautiful independent princess happened upon a frog in a pond.
Oh, his name was Henry, right?
Yeah, right. The frog said to the princess, I was once a handsome prince, but an evil witch put a spell on me. Hmm. One kiss from you and I will turn back into a prince.
Oh.
Then we can marry, move into the castle, and you can prepare my meals, clean my clothes, bear my children, and forever feel for doing so. That night, while the princess was dined on frog legs, she laughed at herself, thought, "I really don't think so."
Oh, yes, Hank. Yes, yes, yes.
We'll dine on frog legs tonight.
I've never had those, have you?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah, have you ever seen them? They actually kick while you're cooking. Do they? Well, yes, they really do.
If they're not done.
No, they kick while they're cooking.
Oh, while they're cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not while you're eating them.
No, well.
They don't slap you in the face. Then you get all jumpy when you eat them.
Exactly. Well, you get something when you eat them.
Well, Hank.
I appreciate the time, and everybody be kind.
Sounds good. That's old Hank Bray today with Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. It's 67 degrees as we head towards 78 later.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Boston Equipment in Boston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
This day in history, going back to the year of 1965, astronaut Edward H. White became the first American to walk in space during the flight of Gemini 4. Also on this day, going back to 1888, the poem Casey at the Bat by Ernest Lawrence was first published, Ernest Lawrence Thayer, I should say, in the San Francisco Daily Examiner. And in 2016, heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali died at the age of 74. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy belated wishes to Ethan Huffman from Grandma and Grandpa Olson. Greetings from the Richland Center Primary School to Caden James Bichot Malentine. Have a great day today on your special day. Wishes for Clark Pedersen today from The Good Wife. Clark's birthday was recently, or is it today? Maybe he's celebrating every day. I don't know. But anyway, happy birthday from The Good Wife to Clark. Wishes to Mom Penny Schwanz from Anita. Riley Anderson from Jay and Linda. Have a fun-filled day. Also to Riley from the Mick Memorial Park Board. Thank you for all your hard work before and after the park events. You are so appreciated. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Mariah Gaffney and Sean Young. Also on the 3rd of June, happy birthday to Mariah Gaffney from Beulah Wesleyan Church. To Lexi Helsel from Schmidtwillen Hills, residents and staff. To Kathy Mattison from Mom and the rest of the family, enjoy your day. Bloom City Town Crier salutes some chosen ones today with birthdays. Mick Cosgrove, Kayla Hayes, Miriam Hess, and Maureen Smith. Happy anniversary to Kevin and Sherry Hauser, and to Bob and Heidi Shear, celebrating a special day today. Congratulations, kids. Also, happy birthday wishes from the Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions Club to Steve Ostrander, Donna Riddio, and Gary Sturdivant Jr., Ryan Sullivan, Josh Peer, Jordan Clark, and Justin Hatch. The Richland Center Lions Club today with wishes for Jordan Clark, Lexi Helsel, and Nora Torgerson, Brittany Spencer, Russell Schmidt, Diane Cook, Mick Cosgrove, Aiden Culver, Jason Sutton. Happy birthday, Maureen Smith, Mark Rowan, Janine Tracy, and Brooklyn Legal. Happy anniversary wishes to Sarah and Tim Gander. Also to Gary and Karen Hardy and Bob and Heidi Shear. Best wishes to the Shears and everybody celebrating today. And one more to Bruce and Sheila McCauley. Happy wishes and anniversary greetings from Ash Creek United Methodist Church.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA. Helping you be.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
Some rain in the forecast for later today, so get your outdoor activities done this morning, I would assume. 78 for a high a little bit later on today. We're at 67 degrees. That's the morning high after a low of 62. Here's Clay Walker on WRCO and WRCE.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true.
And what's it to you? Coming up, Joanne has the news for us. We'll check sports next hour, recap some of those high school activities from over the weekend, and details on our trivia question of the day and how to win a little bit later on this morning. Listen again for another text to win opportunity a little bit later on today. We'll be doing that throughout the day and this coming week, courtesy of Civic Media, WRCO, WRCE. Joanne has the news next.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbat family of dealerships. Sun peaks in this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely by midday, a high of 78. Tonight, showers ending in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northerly winds, and it's 67 degrees after a low of 62.
Hello friends, Mark Philbak here from the Philbak Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbak.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbak Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbak Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, has the best ID card, according to an international association of the global card manufacturing industry. Wisconsin's Real ID over 21 driver license received the Elan Award of Excellence from the International Card Manufacturers Association for its incorporation of stunning and familiar imagery, including the Wisconsin State Capitol and the state flag, in a highly secure design. Wisconsin DMV debuted this innovative design on driver licenses and ID cards in June 2023. The new cards offer distinctive artistic features, including the handcrafted artwork of key Wisconsin symbols, transparent windows visible on the card's right edge and back bottom edge, allow the clear ribbon to flow right off the edge of the card. This exclusive design is integrated with cardholder data. Wisconsin was the first state to have this unique security element. Wisconsin DMV worked with CBN Secure Technologies Incorporated to design and integrate the next generation of updated security features with new custom design elements. Beyond the artistry of the card, the manufacturing process also delivers a card with enhanced security, counterfeit resistance, and easier authentication. The Richland County Historical Society's 2024 summer season of the Aikie School Museum opened for the summer yesterday and will be open each Sunday, June, July, August, and September from 1 until 4. Two improvements being completed this spring are signs and the painting of the building. Two local Richland Center High School graduates, Sam Bosworth and Ashton Wallace, have their own painting business, Boswall. They have been contracted for the painting job. A new weatherproof sign replaces the wood one that was there for many years. Also added is an information sign with a brief description of the Aikie School Museum. The agricultural exhibit project is underway and will be developing throughout the summer with the opportunity to add to this annually. It is a representation of the connection between rural one-room schools and the common economy of the area during that time period. The Board of Directors would like to hear from you if there is a piece of machinery that you have and may want to donate to the exhibit. Monetary donations for the project are also appreciated. Consider becoming a member and receiving the tri-annual Achy Breaky newsletter mailed in January, April, and October. Membership has grown to over 150 as both lifetime and new members are being added. Next year in 2025 will mark the 50th year as the anniversary of the Bicentennial Project from 1975 with the opening of the museum July 4, 1976. You are also invited to listen for History Moments on WRCO Radio each Thursday doing the news at noon and Sunday's news at both 8 and noon. It's Senior Farmers Market Voucher Time. The SFMNP offers an eligible low-income seniors the opportunity to purchase fresh, locally grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from certified farmers. The goals of the SFMNP are to provide fresh, nutritious, unprepared fruits, vegetables, and herbs from farmers markets and roadside stands to low-income seniors and to increase the consumption of agricultural commodities by expanding or aiding in the expansion of farmers markets and roadside stands. An eligible person is a Richland County resident age 60 or older, or a Native American age 55 years or older, and meets the income requirements, individual $2,322 a month or $3,152 a month for a couple. Applicants may be required to provide proof of age and household income. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $45 per qualifying individual, which are good through October 31st. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. Vouchers will be distributed on set dates, times, and locations during this month. On distribution dates, please be prepared to wait. There is a limited number of vouchers for each distribution date. Vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. After the last date in June, any remaining vouchers can be given as a walk-in to the Aging Disability Resource Center. The first voucher distribution will be held today from 10 to 11 at the Richland Center Community Services Building in Conference Room AB. Vouchers will also be distributed Wednesday, June 5th from 10:30 to 11:30 at Ridgeview Commons Apartments in Richland Center in the lower level. Wednesday, June 12th from 1 to 2 at the Richland Hills Apartments in Richland Center in the Dining Commons area. Thursday, June 13th from 2:30 to 3:30 at the Tom Woodman Villa Community Room in Richland Center. Tuesday, June 18th from 9:30 to 10:30 at the Park Apartments in Richland Center. Thursday, June 20th from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Woodman Senior Center in Richland Center. Wednesday, June 26th from 10:15 to 11:15 at the Germantown Meal Site in Casanova. And Wednesday, June 26th from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Community Services Building Conference Room AB in Richland Center. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative on your behalf. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. For information on riding the bus into Richland Center, call 608-647-4616. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Urban Forestry Inflation Reduction Act Grant Program. The program, which launched in January, uses federal funds to support projects that positively impact trees and people within disadvantaged communities in Wisconsin. Potential projects may involve conserving, protecting, expanding, or improving urban forests. Projects can also be capacity-building endeavors, such as urban forestry management plans, tree inventories, and public education. Cities, villages, towns, counties, tribes, and 501c3 nonprofit organizations conducting their projects in Wisconsin may apply for an Urban Forestry Inflation Reduction Act grant. Eligible projects must occur in or benefit those living in disadvantaged communities, as identified by the DNR. The DNR intends to award all $4 million in this round of funding, as another round of Inflation Reduction Act funded grants is not anticipated. The grants range from $1,000 to $500,000 and require no match. Applications will be ranked based on project outcomes, including the impact the project will have on the people and trees within disadvantaged communities. The application deadline is today. Motorists are advised starting today, Richland County Highway I in Westford Township and Willow Township will be closed for culvert replacement. This closure will be from County Highway II to Highway 58. The road will be impassable from Hawkins Creek Road to Z. Scott Hill Road. The rest of County Highway I will remain open to local traffic only. It is anticipated to remain closed from June 3rd to June 13th due to the severity of the structure and the amount of work to replace the structure. Road construction in Sauk County will cause the closure of two county highways for an extended period of time. Sauk County Highway HH between County Highway H and Juneau County line will be closed starting today through June 30th, and Sauk County Highway BD at the North Reedsburg Road intersection will be closed to traffic starting today through Friday, August 16th.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today is Monday, June 3rd. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90 of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral service will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Backroads Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Backroads Church today from noon until the time of service at 1. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Miller, 90 of Boscobel. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92 of Richland Center, died May 17th at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held today at 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home this afternoon from 2 until the time of service at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92 of Richland Center. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66 of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66 of Lone Rock. David Leon Jewell, 70 of Madison, formerly of Richland Center, died May 25th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for David Leon Jewell, 70 of Madison, formerly of Richland Center. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Casanova, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and continued celebration will follow the service at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83 of Casanova. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson, 70 of Richland Center.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Sun peaks this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely by midday and a high of 78. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 68 degrees at 8 o'clock.